My name is Ben Martz, Dean for the College of Business at Shepherd University. When we look back, we found the first listing of a business program in the 1947 catalog. And 70 years later, we've got a full college. The college consists of three former departments: business administration, econ and finance, and accounting. We're also supervising and administering and in charge of the MBA program. So all the traditional business programs are now focused in one area, in one academic unit, which helps. I mean, it helps on a lot of areas. It helps us talk to students. It helps us talk to businesses. It helps us talk to funders, because you're now concentrating on business. It can be different areas of business: entrepreneurship, innovation, project management, those types of things. But they all tend to be focused around business now.
Do you think it will help the business community to have it bundled this way?
Absolutely. It makes it easier for the business community to, if they're coming in and they want to talk about internships in the business world, they know to come to the College of Business. They wouldn't have, in the past, known the College of Business and Social Sciences. May have not have been as obvious to go to. So this focuses the business community, the outside community, alumni, and some the administration. It also focuses us on, it's kind of counterintuitive, but one of the things that it helps is it actually helps us partner with other disciplines. So now you'll see in the future, hopefully over the next year, you'll see us partnering with Hypers, with another college, on a tourism curriculum. You'll see us partnering with the Arts and Sciences on an information systems curriculum. Problem solving, creativity, innovation, entrepreneurship, those types of things are critical skills in today's world. The hope is, again, that students see those skills, regardless of their area of passion, they'll see those skills as supporting their area of passion.
Now, this is a culmination of kind of a dream for a while, isn't it?
Yes, there's a whole batch of alumni that have been asking for this over several years, several administrations, and finally it's come to fruition. The alumni, the community, and the administration all are agreeing finally that this is something to do. So we're excited about that for sure. One of the concerns, of course, is, you know, is this going to take resources away from other initiatives in the university? And we were able to raise dollars that we're using to cover those transitional costs, new costs associated with creating a new college are being covered by a private-public partnership.
Seems like, too, Shepherd's business school is going to be more agile in responding to companies.
I hope so. Going back to the curriculum, we're building in more electives. And the electives give us that ability. It gives us more flexibility. The agility, I like that, because I think one of the things that if you're not careful, you get stuck. I think academia gets stuck in stovepipes. We talk about stovepipes. Out in the business world, there are stovepipes in the academic world. And we just have to not ignore them. They're important. They're there for a reason. But we shouldn't confound the reasons with the purpose of getting the broader education, the interdisciplinary education that the world is demanding.